Welcome into DC On Screen. We are talking Arrow 518 Disbanded this episode. We're going to get super spoilery on it. I'm your host, David C. Robertson. This is my co-host, Jason Goss. Hello. To recap, Oliver brings Anatoly to town to kill Adrian, but changes his mind, forever tarnishing his Bratva membership. The team tries to get along without Oliver in the bunker with limited success. Oliver reunites the team, sans Green Arrow, to stop a Bratva deal he shouldn't have agreed to. All in all, they stop the Bratva deal, and Curtis even gets close enough to Prometheus to get some useful data back to Helix, giving the team their first positive proof that Prometheus is Adrian Chase. I kind of feel like this episode was not as good as the last episodes. Last few episodes.
Well, it's definitely not as good as the last one, but the last one was the best episode of Arrow I've ever seen. I expected a drop-off of some kind.
Yeah.
But what did continue this week is Stephen Amell is absolutely still killing it.
He's still killing it. I even like the dude that's playing Adrian Chase
a lot. Yeah, he's like, growing on me. Like, really has.
You can... The whole you can keep the knife thing.
Yeah.
And now, like, they're really playing, like, the jump ahead, maybe unfairly, when he realizes that they've just gotten a message, and it's probably that he is Prometheus, mm-hmm. and he just kills them, and, like, when he's, like, strangling the dude, and he has him over his back, and you see, like, the wound burst open underneath his shirt, and the blood just start pouring out, and he's just happily strangling the dude. Oh, my gosh, man, that was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he does, and, like, the last bit where he's driving, and it's, like... It's a beautiful morning.
Oh, yeah. That was good TV.
That was just great. That was
good television.
It was great.
Like, there's some part of him, it's like, it reminded me a little bit of Dexter in certain ways. Like, certain moments I'd see in Dexter where, like, now he's free. He doesn't have to do this Adrian Chase thing. He can just go.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the episode really got us in the end, isn't it? Like, Adrian Chase is dead.
Adrian Chase just became Adrian Caught.
Right. it shouldn't have made me laugh that much, but, we just got Prometheus now, so at least that's where the episode got you, is the blown public identity. Also, I hated seeing the Anatoly, thing, like, I miss him, having him as an ally. I feel like he's kind of gone now.
No, I feel like I'm gonna be pissed off if this season doesn't have an Anatoly redemption arc.
Well, they line it up. He says, like, when I left Russia, I was convinced you could leave the Bratva, that you could set them on a better path. Now look at you. He says, like, I did what I needed to do. And, yeah, I would love an Anatoly redemption something or other.
The whole, but, like, it was kind of cheesy that he, like, brings it up in the present, even though he says it in the past. I was okay with it staying in the past.
Yeah.
But the bit where he's like, I don't know what kind of man I'll become without you. I'm not worried about the Bratva. I'm worried about how the Bratva will do without you. I'm worried about what kind of man I'll become.
It was a good line.
It was good.
And good
I've
thought.
Butchered it twice now. But
it was a good line. Past
yeah,
tense.
Right. You dick. but yeah, I mean, it was a good episode, I thought.
And Diggle sticking to form comes into the team and lies to the team immediately. Oh, yeah. Dolly will be with us soon.
Yeah. I did like his line, you told me to atone to Spartan. That has to be like 1,000 times truer for you.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, good argument, Dig.
Well, he had two lines I had to write down. When he's talking to the team, this isn't about saving Chase, it's about saving Oliver's soul.
Yeah.
Good. And then later, talking to Oliver, you don't think you deserve it? Fine. Work to become the man who does.
Mm-hmm. Favorite line of the episode goes to Anatoly, though.
Which one?
Such a burden always being right. Life holds no mysteries. Life holds no mysteries is my favorite thing ever. Just
that was good. And some great lines from Oliver, especially early on in the episode. Like when he tells it's so quiet when he does it. John, I want you to leave.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's like, I don't think you need to be alone right now. I want you to leave. That was heartbreaking, honestly. And later, I'm not asking you. I'm telling you for the last time. Stand down.
Yeah, Amell hit that perfectly.
Nailed it. And later, the one that really got me was it was an excuse for me to murder people, and then let my crusade die.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a real cool thing that he does. Like, eventually he realizes Diggle talks him into. Everybody kind of pitches in, I guess. But he eventually decides, like, okay, reban the team, but I don't deserve to be on it yet. So that my costume stays in a box.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a nice beat. Like, he did use, from where we've gone now, if he just put the costume, like after that last episode, if he was just in costume this episode, I would have been a little pissed. So I thought this was a nice compromise. He's going to try to like earn the right to wear that costume again.
Yeah. When he tells him, I'm telling you for the last time, stand down.
Yeah.
The way Diggle walked away, I know it was meant to be like, okay, I'm walking away from you, even though I'm not going to give up on who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I'm disappointed as hell in what you're doing right now, Oliver.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know that's what it was meant to be, but what I saw was David Ramsey going, yeah, you're a better actor than any of us, aren't you? Shit.
I'm going to act with my back on this scene.
Right. Like, I saw him just like look at him and go, you just out-acted me, Oliver.
I'm going to go to my trailer and work on some lines for later. I got this thing about saving your soul that I'm looking forward to, which, by the way, great performance.
Yeah, like I imagine him going back to his trailer or going back to like craft services and just talking to the other actors like, we ain't going to be doing this show for very long. What? He's better than all of us. He's better than any of us. He's not a CW actor anymore.
No.
Not anymore. Like, you remember when we
make
like,
plans, call your agent, you know, update your resumes and VTs, CVs.
People can go back and look at our old reviews. Season one and two review of Arrow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And three or whatever it was, however many we did, just forget. Season longers. But we felt like he was a bit wooden mm-hmm. at first. Like, whether that was they wouldn't let him go further or they.
Well, we
you
used
know,
to say, like, he would just walk further. On set that day and then just say, you know, hey, well, what level of Dower am I playing this evening? Oh, okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Am I an eight? Eight and a half? Okay.
But, and while he's still, like, Dower, man, I'm seeing the cogs working now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's really putting in a lot of effort and a lot of work here, I think.
And something this season did, so far, they went too far with season four. Like, the producers got done with that season and looked at it and went, we screwed that pooch. I don't think anybody was altogether happy with it. Like, it had a lot of promise, and then it kind of got to the end, and it was maddening. It was madness actually. It got too weird, and it didn't feel like the show we had in season one anymore. And everyone kind of knew that walking away. So mm-hmm. they went back to come on, let's make this about the streets. And they rebuilt the team in a way that was pretty great.
Mm-hmm.
And the main thing they did though was like, you know, we covered this on TV news. Is Star City's safe for the finale? Like, the producers were joking about, like, this May, Star City doesn't have to worry about its overall safety. It's going to be a psychological drama. Great. Yeah. But that's what they've done, is they've made it about the psychology of Green Arrow, which has given Stephen Amell, like, a chance to really stretch his wings here.
Yeah, and, you know, I feel like, in a lot of ways, that should be every show. I mean, at its base. Like, the whole Star City's in trouble thing. Okay.
I mean, you got to do it every now and then.
I mean, you look at like the worst Star Trek movies. The only thing that's in danger is the Enterprise or Earth or both.
Mm-hmm.
The best ones, Wrath of Khan, Star Trek VI, you know, Undiscovered Country. Those were like more psychological. Even First Contact was more psychological. If you want to bring it back to DC, Batman, the animated series. What was the key to making all of those villains so phenomenal? They just took a bunch of B-lister villains, C-lister villains, and turned them into some of the greatest rogues, the greatest rogues gallery you've ever heard of.
Right.
Because Paul Dini understood that you've got to, like, speak to the psychology of the hero with the villain.
You have to see the contrast between these two.
Absolutely. Yeah. I hope that Arrow is on this path for good, and I hope other shows follow suit, like Legends of Tomorrow.
Where they actually did some character development at some point.
I kind of feel like Legends hurts the most in this area.
Yeah. Just getting into character development, is there anyone on this season, in this season right now, that you haven't seen go through a major arc?
No. I mean, even Thea's gone through one.
Even Thea's gone through, I mean, even coming in and out as she is in this last bit, like, she's even gone through a major thing that was worth it, kind of rewarding. Mm-hmm. Lance has had a thing, kind of good, enjoyed that. Felicity's, you know, getting to the heart of hers right now. Diggle had mm-hmm. a whole lot going on for a while. Which, by the way, I thought about it a minute ago when you were talking. Have we ever at any point said that David Ramsey didn't do a fine job?
He does a fine job.
I don't think there's ever been a point where we're like, yeah, he really phoned it in that episode.
He does a fine job doing what he does, though.
Yeah,
I've never seen a lot of range with him.
I don't know how much range he really has, but it, certainly when they ask him to get angry about something, he gets angry in a beautiful way. I mean, when he is when he's untethered with thoughts of homicide, it's a gorgeous scene.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I would like to see, like, I mean, he does a good job with, you know, he very clearly, you know, or it seems like he very clearly cares about his kid and his wife.
Yeah, no, he can do compassion. We know he can do compassion. And he can do a little comedy. I mean, he's actually made me laugh a few times.
Yeah.
The fries bit always makes me laugh.
You know, he does have the capacity, and I swear to God, this isn't a race thing. I promise, this is not a race thing. He has the capacity within him if he...
Anytime
I'm just saying,
you have to preface it, it's always like, well, let's find out.
Yeah, let's find out, but it's not. It's going to seem like it is, possibly, if I didn't preface it, but and maybe even more so now that I did.
Let's find out.
When you start having like an emotional scene with him, with a little practice, with a little more seasoning, he has every bit of Joe inside of him.
Oh, gotcha.
I was just worried because both of the actors are black.
Yeah, you're not just saying like he could act as well as the other black guy. You're saying he can act as well as Jesse L. Martin.
No, like he's got the potential in those eyes.
To be a Jesse L. Martin?
To be a Jesse L. Martin. That's not something I'd say about Grant Gustin. I like Grant Gustin. He doesn't have that potential.
I don't know if he does. There is something like...
I don't
like,
think he does.
There is. There's like a paternal feel that Diggle has that Jesse L. Martin also has that I'd say, yeah, Grant Gustin doesn't have.
Yeah. Now, I don't know. Maybe Grant Gustin will
on 40 Tom Cavanaugh, though. Well, yeah. But like Tom Cavanaugh, for instance, he can do that paternal thing, too.
Tom Cavanaugh can do anything.
Anything. Anything at all.
He can do anything.
Yeah. Okay, so one thing is pretty cool. Like, Prometheus. Curtis takes on Prometheus single-handedly at some point. And he's even like, really? You're gonna try to take me out? And the whole point is just to get his T-spheres close enough to that algorithm.
Mm-hmm.
I just, again, going back to how have these characters progressed. Curtis just tried to take on Prometheus. Not even the first time he's done it.
He knew Prometheus just kicked him a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Just had him on the ground kicking the crap out of him.
Yeah, but he knew what he needed to get done, and he went in there and got it done.
I did enjoy Helix kind of being like, oh, you told them about her secret? No. We figured it out with her about 9 minutes. You took about 3 minutes. Like, you hackers are mean.
Yeah. Oh, no, I wrote that one down, too. You hackers are mean. Deal with it. We have to deal with this.
Oh, yeah.
Did you tell him where we were? No, honey. He made kind of a mean entrance, too. He comes in bragging about, like, oh, no, I figured that out. You okay?
I hacked the hackers.
Yeah.
Like, how did you hack the hackers? Felicity left her laptop open.
Yeah. But, I mean, hey, it's, you know, it's one of the smartest men on Earth if any of the Mr. Terrific lore is to be, reused. They've never said it with him, I don't think, on this show. But, you know, the Mr. Terrific as a character is supposed to be, like, the, you know, was it third or fourth smartest man on Earth or something like that?
I think it was the third, yeah.
Anyway, that's a nice set of IQ to walk in your building if you're going to be running something like what you're doing there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really as happy as I hoped I would be with those T-spheres so far. I still feel like I still want him to be more of a badass, but the fact that his tech has gotten up to this point already, I'm pretty happy with it.
It's a little bothersome to me. The same way it was always a little bothersome to me on like the original Star Trek, where they like just look at a series of blinking lights and they're like, "Yep, we've got it." And I'm like, "How would you even know that?"
I don't know.
Like, it was a blinking light.
I don't know. I mean, he literally looks at it and it like blinks at him, and he's like, "Yeah, we're good. What are you mind melding with your spheres now? What's going on?"
Yeah, it looks like, I recognize that series of blinks. We got it.
I don't really need an explanation. I'm happy to go with like whatever interface he designed. I'm sure it's brilliant. Whatever.
Yeah, I mean, whatever. I mean, you know, who am I to argue with the third smartest man in the world and or Spock? Whatever.
Sure. Whatever. Yeah. Something
just
I meant
know
to,
that I'm watching you guys. I'm watching.
This is the last thing I had, but I meant to ask you about this. Am I understanding correctly from the little bit of flashbacks we got that he pre-planned being left on Leon Yu?
Yes.
That's neat.
I dig that.
That is. I mean, I was kind of wondering, like, well, what kind of weird situation we're going to... I still don't know exactly why he's planning to be exactly there. I mean, I guess he wanted to be able to say, like, the 5 years and keep whatever happened outside of the 5 years kind of a secret, I guess. But so mm-hmm. he wants to be able to say, like, oh, I was lost here, and this is where it came from. And there was a bunch of stuff last week about, like, did Amell just tease the return of Deathstroke? No. It's probably just, they're probably just, like, shooting him being back on the island, and it's one of the shots from the first episode, and it's probably just...
Yeah.
It's supposed to look exactly like it did then, so...
Yeah. I like the idea of him just deciding to go back because it's easier to explain than everything else he's done.
Yeah, I mean... It makes sense. It kind of makes so much sense that I'm, like, a little impressed and a little bored with it. Like, it feels a little deflating, but at the same time, I'm so proud of the logic of it that I'm, like, I'm impressed.
Oh, I feel like I would rather it be a little boring than a little stupid.
Yeah, that's completely stupid. Yeah, I can deal with that. I can dig that.
Last season, when they open that plane hangar and he's like looking down, he goes, "Oh, you got to be kidding me!" And they like kick him out onto Leonyu.
Mm-hmm.
That was funny, but that was the last time that could have happened.
Yeah, I didn't know how he ends up on this tiny island again. Is the deliberateness of it is, yeah, I like it.
All right, well, that's all I've got for this episode. I think fine episode.
Arrow's still doing a great job.
Doing a great job.
I think may have been my favorite show again 5 weeks in a row.
Yeah, me too.
That's unprecedented heights. We will not get another Arrow unless they change things until, I believe, April 26th, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's what's on the official promo, so yeah. for the next episode. So
we're getting all the CW shows back except for Legends. Legends, if you're not familiar, is ending at season Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. That is what's happening.
Yeah. And
so
we didn't plan any April Fool's crap because this will air tomorrow anyway, and screw it.
Yeah, I hate April Fool's.
It's a pain in the ass. The one that really annoyed the crap out of me was, like, somebody posted something saying that Harmon's getting the actors back together for the movie.
Oh, for Community?
Yeah.
The one that annoyed me was the official confirmation that Sony is continuing the... Is continuing the Amazing Spider-Man universe with Andrew Garfield, but only in the Venom and Silver Sable movies, which actually is plausible.
It is, actually. You know? Garfield wasn't a bad Spider-Man.
He wasn't. So anyway, that is going to do it for us. DCOnScreen.com for every episode, or you can go to iTunes and Stitcher if you want to keep up on whatever it was, the last 100 or so.
Mm-hmm.
You can find us at GiantSizeTeamUp.com. We're proud members of the Giant Size Team Up Network. A lot of cool shows over there, and we're going to be coming back probably on Tuesday with news. A lot of stuff dropping already, so there's mm-hmm. that to look forward to. And until next time, you can keep the knife and keep some DC on your screen.